In Portland, Oregon, two members of the city's pro basketball team have pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor charges of marijuana possession. Also this week, prosecutors decided not to pursue a case against a third player for the Trailblazers, who was arrested for allegedly assaulting his wife. The legal problems are just the latest for a team that has alienated some of the most loyal fans in all of professional athletics. From Portland, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The Portland Trailblazers are off to a slow start this season. They've won 7 games and lost 9. And the team's statistics for points, rebounds, and assists aren't particularly impressive. But if the stat people tallied up acts of contrition, the Blazers once again would be the NBA's runaway leaders.
You know, we're very sorry that this has happened. You know, we'd like to apologize to everyone out there, the fans. Like to apologize.
First and foremost, I like to apologize to my wife and kids. You know, they're at home. Apologize to my coach and my teammate.
Misconduct and public apologies have become all too common in Portland. A few days after Damon Stoudemire and Rasheed Wallace said sorry about the arrest for marijuana possession, teammate Reuben Patterson said sorry about the arrest on domestic assault charges. Prosecutors dropped those charges this week, but many Portlanders couldn't drop their suspicion. The Blazers signed Reuben Patterson last year despite previous legal problems. He'd pled guilty to third-degree attempted rape, and when he arrived in Oregon, he had to register as a sex offender. The irony of last month's arrests was that they happened while the Blazers already were fighting back against a bad public image. After several years of lawbreaking and bad sportsmanship by some of its players, the team launched a TV ad campaign this season with the theme of winning back supporters one fan at a time. The lighthearted commercials, which featured Reuben Patterson and Rasheed Wallace, have been pulled.
Somebody two or three or four years ago called them the Portland Jail Blazers. Well, they still are.
Bill Shonnelly was the Blazers play-by-play announcer for 30 years.
They're a laughing stock for our community around the country, a laughing stock. That hurts very much.
Particularly since the Trailblazers once were one of the NBA's most appealing franchises. As the only major pro sports team in Portland, the Blazers made a special connection with their fans. From the magical 1977 season when counterculture hero Bill Walton led the Blazers to their only championship, to the Clyde Drexler era of the 1980s and 90s, Oregon was gripped by what became known as Blazer Mania. Oregonians valued nice people as much as winning, and when the Blazers gave them both, people responded. Roaring Blazer maniacs sold out the team's arena year after year. Some fans who died were buried with Blazer hats, pennants, and sweatshirts. But now it's come to this. 10-year-old Portlander Will Abels, a basketball fanatic, showing me his bedroom door covered with pictures of NBA heroes. Are there any pictures of Blazers, I ask him?
I think there might be. I hope there aren't. If there are, I'm going to take them down.
Will and his stepmother gained international attention 2 seasons ago when they were kicked out of a Blazer game because they flashed a sign reading, "Trade Whitsitt." Team president Bob Whitsitt is the man many blame for bringing in all the problem players. Will's family has given up its season tickets, and others have decided to boycott the Blazers as well. Still, in this one-team town, there are enough fans to keep Portland's Rose Garden Arena nearly full. Wednesday night, over 18,000 people were in the stands, but the passion of Blazer Mania seemed long gone. The crowd was largely quiet as a passionless Portland team lost to the best team in the NBA, the Dallas Mavericks. Blazer Executive Vice President Erin Hubert says she's embarrassed by what's happened this season and says the team is open to taking any action that'll help, even trading or releasing problem players.
I think there's just going to be a stronger effort to try to set the example that this isn't the right behavior. We don't want our organization put in this situation.
Hubert says the Blazers have been too caught up in winning and have lost sight of what matters. After watching their team qualify for the playoffs 20 consecutive seasons, many Portland fans say they'd be happy to give up some victories in exchange for players who behave. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.